包子，包子，我回来啦。今天在家干了什么呀？抓了小虫子，挠了毛抓板，吃了好吃的。还睡觉了吧？过来，摸摸你。今天给你讲个故事好吗？这个故事叫做《小猫咪追月亮》。It was Kitten's first full moon. When she saw it, she thought, there is a little ball of milk in the sky, and she wanted. So she closed her eyes and stretched her neck and opened her mouth and licked. But Kitten only ended up with a bug on her tongue. Poor Kitten. Still, there was a little ball of milk.Just waiting. So she pulled herself together and wiggled her bottom and sprang from the top step of the porch. But Kitten only tumbled, bumping her nose and banging her ear and pinching her tail. Still, there was a little ball of milk just waiting. So she chased it down the sidewalk, through the garden,past the field and by the pond. But Kitten never seemed to get closer. Poor Kitten. Still, there was a little ball of milk just waiting. So she ran to the tallest tree she could find, and she climbed and climbed and climbed to the very top. But Kitten still couldn't reach the ball of milk. And now she was scared.Poor Kitten, what could she do? Then, in the pond, Kitten saw another ball of milk, and it was bigger. What a night! So she raced down the tree and raced through the grass and raced to the edge of the pond. She leaped with all her might. 包子，你觉得它会跳到哪里呀？是呀 ，Poor kitten, she was wet and sad and tired and hungry. So she went back home. And guess what? And there was a great big ball of milk on the porch, just waiting for her. Lucky kitten.故事讲完啦，你呢？想喝酸奶吗？更想吃金枪鱼布丁吗？好呀。You are a lucky kitten as well.听众朋友你们好，这里是为你读英语美文，我是肖雨，欢迎关注我们的微信公众号为你读英语美文，收听节目，查看原文。谢谢你愿意和包子一起来听故事。刚刚我为你们朗读的故事是画师 Kevin Hanks 的绘本作品，叫做 Kitten's First Full Moon， 小猫咪追月亮，它也是获得2005年美国凯迪克金奖的作品。第一次读到它的时候，我就非常喜欢这个故事。 出生第一次看到天上的一轮满月时，小猫咪以为那是一碗牛奶。它想尽办法要喝到这碗美味的牛奶，可是遇到了很多挫折。失望的小猫咪回到家，没想到在家里等待它的是一碗真正的牛奶。实在是非常可爱简单的小故事，包子也很喜欢。读到这只充满好奇心又勇于探索的小猫咪的故事的时候，我的脑海里就浮现出第一次见到包子的情景。去年7月4号，一个小小的纸箱装着的一只2个月大的小奶猫来到了我家。其实会选择收养包子，大概也是因为吃货之间相通的心意吧。包子一共有4个兄弟姐妹，但当我去接小猫的时候，他们看到陌生人都躲了起来，主人只好拿了一碗火腿肠出来做诱饵。结果第一个跑进我的视线冲到碗边的就是包子。我心想，愿意不顾危险地冲过来吃饭，他一定很勇敢，很好养呢。如今包子1岁了，我手机里大概也有了3-4千张他的照片，从小小软软的一点点大，到现在变成了威武雄壮的饕餮汉子。在每一天的相互陪伴中，我能感觉到我和他的默契正在一点一点地变得越来越紧密了。他依赖我，虽然总是在撒野，但每当他感到慌张或是没有把握的时候，总会寸步不离地跟在我身边，无条件地相信我会保护他。而我也依赖着他。结束了一天的工作之后，不管我以怎样的心情回到家，只要看到他呼噜呼噜地站在门口迎接我，凑到我脚边蹭来蹭去，我都会变得非常开心。如果说包子的到来让我明白了什么，我想那应该就是心的某处变得柔软了。在照顾与被照顾的角色之间，过去的我可能更多的是充当后者，而当我发觉自己要为另一个生命负责到底的时候，我开始懂得了照顾的快乐，不仅是对包子，还有对家人、对朋友、对生活。是他让我变成了一个更好的人，至少变成了一个我更加喜欢的自己。又想睡觉啦。好啦，抱着你啦，睡吧。
喜欢你的微笑和调皮的嘴角，喜欢你的拥抱和黄色外套，这甜蜜的感觉只有我知道，就是喜欢。